You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
A win for the Lakers last night, down 19, coming all the way back and getting a huge, huge win that they need in the worst way, and they did it without LeBron James. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80 on TuneIn as well. If you're not following us on social media, dear God, are you missing out? It's at Joe Fortenbaugh on X. It's at Chris Carlin on X. And over on Instagram, where you get the visuals, it is at that guy Carlin, at Jay Fortenbaugh. Lakers win in double OT last night, and it was a terrific win over the Bucks. Give them all the credit in the world. Anthony Davis playing 52 minutes and finding a way to get the victory, and I believe they've now won four straight games. And as I said, no LeBron in that game last night. And so, Joe, they now sit two games behind the Suns for eighth in the West.
All that work. I end up, hey, look, a chip in a chair, as they say in Las Vegas. If you got a chip in a chair, you got a chance to win the tournament.
Exactly. And listen, made a hell of a run last year to the conference finals, where they got a big dose of reality and got smacked around by the Denver Nuggets. So that's where the Lakers are. They have the head-to-head over Phoenix, in case you were concerned about that. But right now, the Lakers would have to win two games to get the eighth seed in the West in the play-in tournament. Meanwhile, speaking of Phoenix, who, by the way, is in Denver tonight, and that game is on ESPN, Joe, this is headed for a bad situation in Phoenix.
You think so?
Absolutely. In fact, I think this big three in Phoenix is not working, and it is headed for a breakup a lot sooner rather than later. And the reason I say that is, you know, you hear whispers that Kevin Durant's not that thrilled with what's going on, which, by the way, shocking.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't blame him. I did the game a couple of weeks ago, the game against Milwaukee in Milwaukee. They give up 140 points. They are sleepwalking through that game. Durant is playing a ton of minutes. He's playing 37, 38 minutes a night. They are just wearing him out. The three of them do not look like they play well together at all. And I just think this is a three-man combination that from the very beginning has not worked. Joe, I am not going to be shocked if you see this sucker break up this offseason.
Well, all-star teams don't work. History has shown us that. All-star teams do not work. Going back to the Lakers that year that they had Shaq and Kobe and then Gary Payton and Karl Malone signed on and everyone thought, my God, it's just a foregone conclusion. Didn't win the championship. All-star games, all-star teams do not work. They rely too much on the individual's talent. They don't have the teamwork. They don't necessarily have the depth, especially in the NBA. When you're talking about not necessarily a salary cap like football, but some constraints you have to work within, right? Baseball, the Dodgers can go out and stack as much talent as they want. How often does that lead to a championship? You got to build a team. You go back through the last how many years, teams win championships. Denver last year, not an all-star team. They drafted Jokic. They built this team, and they made subtle tweaks along the way. Eventually, they bring in Aaron Gordon. It takes some time. They put themselves over the top. Before that, it was the Warriors, who have been a team from day one. Homegrown guys in Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Interchangeable parts elsewhere to try to round out the bench and the fourth and fifth spots in the starting lineup. Before that, it was the Bucks. Very similar. Built a team. Chris Middleton. Added Drew Holiday, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooks Lopez. Work your way before that. The Lakers in the bubble. Like, all-star teams do not work. And what you have in Phoenix right now is an all-star team. Devin Booker's a hell of a player. And Phoenix did get to a conference final. But since then, look at what's happened. You bring in Durant. Yeah, anybody who has a chance to bring Kevin Durant in, you're going to take that shot. But instead of bringing in Bradley Beal, yet another scoring option, you should have looked to divvy up the assets in a way where you could have rounded out some defense, rounded out the bench. Anybody who watched that series against Denver last year, watched them get rolled anytime Durant and or Booker had to go to the bench. Like, those two had to combine for 90 points a game to have a shot against Denver. To have a shot, because that's a deep team. That's a well-rounded team that can beat you in a variety of ways. So not a surprise to hear this. A little bit unfortunate. Hopefully, I was hoping that we get to see a little bit more out of this, because the playoffs are always better with Kevin Durant in it. It's just we haven't seen a lot of KD in the playoffs the last few years.
Yeah, listen, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. And I'm sure that he is looking right now at being 35 years old, playing all these minutes, and what are we getting? We're getting inconsistent returns on our investment. And that's not how it works for him at this age. So you look at, like, that Milwaukee game as an example. You give up 140 points. 140. And you did it on a morning. That was a noon game Central Time, right? You wake up, Joe, that day, and you're in sixth place in the West by virtue of what had happened the night before. Wouldn't you believe that there would have been a little bit of urgency in that spot? Hey, guys, we're not in the play-in right now. We can go out there and take advantage of this. Giannis isn't playing. Let's go make it happen. We give up 140. They got San Antonio back-to-back on Saturday and Monday. They have won three in a row after they beat them in that first game. They beat Philly, they beat Atlanta, they beat San Antonio. What do? They lose to San Antonio on Monday. How do you lose to San Antonio without Victor Wembanyama?
I have no idea. That's one of those we were not prepared for that basketball game, because there's no excuse for a situation like that when you're healthy and they're not. They can be the healthiest they've ever been. They shouldn't be beating you.
I mean, that was a game when Booker had 36 and you lose. And everybody was out there playing. Beal was out there playing. Bradley Beal had 9 points. Durant was out there playing. He had 29. Everybody else outside of Booker, not a whole lot to speak of. Point being, Matt Ishbia, when he went after this in the big way, he did it so quickly he didn't understand what chasing a big three meant. Let me throw it all together as you're talking about with the All-Star team, as a guy that just walked in the door as an owner, and I'm going to show everybody we're winning championships right now. Yeah. In actuality, you're an owner that came in the door, didn't know what the hell you were doing right away.
I applaud the aggressiveness, because you can look around at some of these other teams and you wonder what are they doing. Right? Like, what is going on in Washington right now? You would much rather be a fan of the Suns and what ownership's doing. But again, it's a non-basketball guy who's had a lot of success outside of basketball, coming in and thinking because he's been successful elsewhere, he'll automatically be successful here. Well, maybe if you're good at management in terms of hiring the right people, delegating, letting them do their jobs. But if you're just getting your hands into it and you're going to decide how the basketball operations are going to work, well, best of luck, because you're going up against teams that can be pretty sophisticated in this day and age with how they go about their business. You got to build the team up. Nobody wants to put the patience into it, but that's how it works. Minnesota is finally starting to see the fruits of their labor over the last few years of building that team up. Oklahoma City, for years in the post-Durant, Westbrook, James Harden era, they were just stockpiling picks, drafting young players, making trades, rounding out the roster, not always looking at the top three spots, but looking at positions 4 and 5, looking at the first three guys off the bench. How can we build a team? And guess what? After all that time and all that effort, they got a contender out there. They got a really young, youthful, exciting contender, and it looks like the sky's the limit over the next few years for them. You want to slap a bunch of stars together? Great. We don't doubt the fact that Phoenix can score points when their three stars are healthy, but they can't play defense. and they don't have a deep bench. And when you get to the playoffs, you got to be able to lean on the bench here and there for some key minutes. The Warriors know this better than anybody. The Warriors used to get crucial bench minutes from crucial guys throughout their dynasty. The Leandro Barbosas of the world. JaVale McGee would give you five solid minutes. Andre Iguodala, when he wasn't in the starting lineup, when they went with the death lineup there. That just, it, you don't have it in Phoenix. You were impatient. So what do you think ends up happening then? I mean, Booker's homegrown. I don't think he's going anywhere. Is Durant going to be asking for another destination?
Yeah.
Really?
This is truly what makes me sad. Durant is an all-time great player. There is no debating that. He is, when I think of the smooth NBA player, he is the first guy that comes to mind. But I almost feel like he's wandering the desert right now, looking for a winner, quite literally in Phoenix, right? But wandering the desert. He has gone from Oklahoma City, found one in Golden State, then on to Brooklyn, and that didn't work, then out to Phoenix. Like, where's next? It feels like a journey with no destination. And I hate to see Durant end his career that way, but that's what it feels like is happening here. Where can he go to have a legitimate chance to get one more? And Joe, like, when he gets there, is he still going to be at his top level of playing? Like, these are all, it saddens me because I don't want that for one of the great players that we've ever seen.
You got to find a team that's balanced, that's deep, that's missing the key star player. That's what you need. Don't look to team up with other stars. Look to figure out where the team is. People will look to the Golden State situation and say, yeah, he joined a bunch of stars. Those guys were all homegrown. That was a team, a well-oiled team. Steph was the face. He scored. Klay could add some scoring as well, but Klay's a great two-way player. He was a great defender. Draymond was the Swiss Army knife, and then it was a bunch of great teammates around them that all fit a purpose. He joined that team. That was not an all-star team. Those were guys that became stars because they were such a good team. The idea of, and anyone thinking, well, you know, what about Miami's big three? They flopped the first year, did they not? They needed to learn how to be a team with great coaching and great management for them to get over the hump.
When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. By the way, Suns at Nuggets, Wednesday night, 10 p.m. ESPN and ESPN Radio coverage beginning at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Is the best quarterback in this year's NFL draft being completely overlooked? It's next. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, including on TuneIn.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, how about a little total action in the NBA tonight as we're going to play an under in the matchup between the Clippers and the Sixers. It's sitting right there around 218 and a half. Now, you have to go back to over the weekend when these two met each other. I believe it was on Sunday. Big upset in that game. Big upset. Clippers were something like a 7.5 to 9 point favorite. The Sixers end up rolling them. Embarrassing for the Clippers. But look at the total in that game. It closed 216. 228 points were scored. As a result, now they play a few days later. Bookmakers look at that game. They bump the total up 2.5 points to 218.5. But go back to the game now and look at how Philadelphia shot in that game. 53% from the field, 48% from deep. Two numbers well above their season averages. Law of averages would suggest that those numbers are going to come down. And if those numbers come down, their scoring's coming down with it. But when their scoring comes down, we get 2.5 extra points on the total because that game over the weekend was 216 and this game's 218.5. Pizza money number two, Clippers Sixers under 218.5 points.
I love you. I love you when you come up with this because you know why? You can hook me in, baby.
Do you understand that when I lay that
yes.
out? It's a lot
oh,
of numbers.
I understood all
and I always
Sixers are not shooting anywhere near what they did the other night, and that number got bumped up a little bit, so I see value.
That's
I
important.
I see value when they come back to Earth.
I appreciate that. Let me know if I'm ever laying these out and they sound too convoluted because I always have to remember we want to be able to educate the audience.
Yes.
A lot of people are new on this. I've been doing it so long. Every now and again, I slide some of the terminology in there that might make it a bit confusing.
Well, here's where you benefit from my – I'm an infant.
The big, fat baby.
Exactly. So
okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
And he runs to the far side. 20, 25 outside the numbers to the 40. A lot of room to run across midfield. 15, 10. Touchdown, 85 yards for Jaden Daniels on the run. Wow!
He is vintage Lamar. It's the running ability. 1,200 yards rushing this past year, 10 touchdowns on the ground, 22 touchdowns, 0 interceptions on passes, over 20 yards. So he is the best deep ball thrower in this class.
The moment is never too big for Jaden. The bigger the moment, you can anticipate he's going to find a way to make a play.
I'll tell you what, I absolutely am floored by a couple of statistics about Jaden Daniels that Field Yates has thrown out there. And I've been a Jaden Daniels fan here all season. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Joe, I just want to throw these two numbers out there and get your response to them. Jaden Daniels, when blitzed this past year, 71% completion percentage.
My God. 71% against 71. Blitzes?
71. 1,072 yards, that's on 97 passes, pass attempts, 17 touchdowns, no interceptions. Wow.
Not that sounds done. Okay.
Not done. Throwing against zone in 2023, which as we know is one of the trickiest things to try to learn how to read in the NFL. 78% completion percentage, 2,400 yards, 21 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. The floor is yours.
It's the amazing thing about draft season. Those are phenomenal stats. He is a phenomenal player. This is the amazing thing about draft season. We spend the majority of our time breaking down a quarterback from Michigan who wasn't asked to do a whole lot by quarterback standards on elite teams. And all we keep hearing about from everyone is, no, he's really good. McCarthy's really good. McCarthy's got great command. He's a leader. He does what's asked of him. People don't have him. They don't have it figured out right. He could go number two to Washington. He's that good. And it's like, okay, I mean, I'm not a trained scout, so maybe I'm missing something here. Then there's Jaden Daniels, who won a Heisman Trophy, putting up ungodly numbers both through the air and on the ground. If he had any defense to speak of whatsoever at LSU, if that institution had not failed him on that side of the ball, he's in the college football playoff. He's raising hell for everybody. He's 6'4", and no one wants to talk about him. And when he comes up in conversation, it's, yeah, he could be a bit thin. You remember when he got to Arizona State, he's about 180 pounds. All right, that was a few years ago. Well, he didn't want to weigh in at the combine. All right. We drafted Bryce Young number one overall last year. What is going on with all the McCarthy hype and then no one talking about Daniels? And for anyone who's like, no, they're talking about Daniels like crazy today. Yeah, today, because today's the pro day. But where's it been all along? How are we having McCarthy link number two to Washington, and this kid all of a sudden might be too thin? Am I hearing that correctly? He's too thin. This reminds me of the year Deshaun Watson was coming out of Clemson, and all these teams had galaxy brain. Now, I know that the character concerns surfaced years later. I get all that. But they weren't evident then. What we knew was the kid 2 years in a row put up monster numbers at Clemson, both through the air and on the ground. He won a ton of games. He took Alabama to the wire 1 year in the national championship game, lost, but only lost because his defense let him down. Following the year, went out and beat Alabama, and then everyone picks Mitchell Trubisky to go before him. Watson didn't even go in the top 10 that year. Mahomes went 10, fine, that makes sense now. But Watson slides out of the top 10 because he was too slight of frame. He ended up having a great career in Houston before, obviously, the character stuff got concerned. So I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here. Is it such a foregone conclusion that Daniels is so great we don't need to talk about him? Or are people overthinking this to where McCarthy is suddenly a great prospect and Daniels is suddenly a questionable prospect?
Well, let's find out if you're right. Here's Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst on Get Up.
I think it's going to be paramount today, outside of how impressive he's going to be throwing the football. What does he look like stature-wise? He's listed at 6'4", 210 pounds. That would be in the Jordan Love, Joe Burrow frame. But I want to see how teams walk away, specifically at the top of the draft, in the comfort and his ability to take some of those shots.
Well done. That's exactly it.
Burrow and Love don't want to be in those categories.
Oh, my God.
Am I off base here?
No, you're not.
Because this is the thing. Like,
why.
I've been pitching this for a few days on the show, and I know now we're talking about it.
No.
I love it. But, like, what? Why is this guy getting no discussion, and McCarthy's getting all the discussion?
You are 100% right. This is exactly what's going on.
This is dangerous if you and I are this aligned.
Well, here's the problem, Joe. It's kind of the same way I have felt about McCarthy. Why is everybody now talking about McCarthy in such an incredibly positive way when he was not asked to do anywhere near what Jaden Daniels was asked to do with his offense? And when you compare the two, I know it's just numbers, but the number differential is absurd. With 40 touchdowns and 4 picks, Jaden Daniels was the offense with his receivers. J.J. McCarthy was a compliment. The offense was Blake Corum. The offense was Donovan Edwards. Occasionally, you were asked to make some plays, and J.J. McCarthy did that. If he can go into the league and be a good game manager or slightly better, that's awesome. If you're falling in love with him now, why were you not in love with him before? I was in love with Jaden Daniels, and now if you're looking for reasons to not draft him, and this is where teams, Joe, this is where teams really get in trouble. And we saw this with C.J. Stroud. They were looking for reasons as to why Bryce Young was better than C.J. Stroud. They were looking for the negatives in every single way. And sometimes you have to trust what you see. And they had that stupid information processing test last year. How did that work out?
Not well.
C.J. Stroud was processing information just fine, thank you. And if you're worried about this guy weighing 210 pounds, has it never been the case before that somebody who was 22 years old could, you know, learn how to put on some more weight? I mean, dear God.
If that's the concern, we can help with that.
Yes.
That's and a solvable. Gaining weight is a solvable problem.
Quite. I mean, he's probably talking about gaining healthy weight, in which case I might turn it over to some professionals.
You know.
But if he's not, if he just wants to make it happen quickly, dude, come to the house of Carlin. I ain't even going to charge you.
Well, here's where that gets interesting. How much is going to be left for him once House of Carlin gets done? See, that's a fair point. Like, he's going to come in, you're going to bulk him up, but daddy's got to eat first, I'd have to imagine.
No, listen, this is where you really still don't get me. I am a magnanimous individual, and I know that I'm going to get mine. Doesn't have to be first. I ensure there are plans made that ensure I am going to get mine.
Jaden Daniels walks through the front door and he's like, man, 28 steaks. How many people are coming over for the party? You look at him, what party?
Exactly. Exactly. Son, you're going to eat as many of these as you can, and then I'll take over. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't even get me started on what the carbo loading is going to look like. Opening day is tomorrow. Oh, that's such a sweet, sweet four words to say. One World Series contender made a huge move yesterday. It's next. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He is one of the best pitchers in the game of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who, of course, made a World Series appearance last year. He is Zach Gallen, who joins Carlin and Joe Fortenbaugh right now. The name of the show is Carlin versus Joe. Chris Carlin, Joe Fortenbaugh. Zach, we appreciate a few minutes, man. Chris and Joe, how you doing? You geared up here for the start of the season?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you? Yeah, I'm ready to go.
You know, Zach, first things first, just realized you're a South Jersey guy. Had no idea. You an Eagles fan, first of all, and secondly, where are you getting cheesesteaks in Arizona, if that's possible?
I am an Eagles fan. Yes, love the addition of Saquon to the backfield, so I'm pretty pumped about that. I actually don't eat cheesesteaks outside of when I'm back home, so whether that's South Jersey or Philly. I kind of got this rule. It's like, it's not going to taste as good as the real thing. So I got no cheesesteak spot for you out here.
You know what? That's outstanding. And I respect that. It's a brilliant, brilliant take on your part as to how to handle it. Now, just on the Eagles quickly, where are you on Sirianni? Should he have been out? What's your take on what happened this past year?
I think you got to give him another year, honestly. He leads the team to the Super Bowl the year prior. I know the Eagles have a tendency to get rid of their coaches after they go to the Super Bowl. So I think you got to give him another shot, see what happens. If it doesn't work, then yeah, maybe you look in another direction. But, they got the talent there. Coaching, I think maybe he keeps a little – closer eye maybe on, just the kind of the offensive, defensive side of the ball. We'll see. I got faith in Sirianni and the boys.
While we're on the topic, as a South Jersey guy, how did it play with friends and family when your team knocked a certain team out of the NLCS last year? I can't imagine you were all that that welcome back home.
Yeah, I joked that a lot of people still rooting for the Phillies when I came back to town in the NLCS, but good thing for me, it trimmed down my ticket list now every time we go back to Philadelphia. So inadvertently is going to save me some money. So a lot of people, still rooting for the Phillies. I get it. They grew up as kids rooting for that team. It was definitely interesting. I don't think I was too welcome back. after that series.
Zach Gallen, the ace of the Diamondbacks, joining us. Gallen is a new product he has with Rockin' Protein. We'll get to that in a second. To a little bit of baseball before we get to some basketball as well, since you're a Carolina guy. But Jordan Montgomery joined the team yesterday. Your reaction to that move, how much it strengthens that rotation?
Yeah, for sure. We're excited about it. We got to see Jordan up close and personal last year. We saw him against when he was at the Cardinals, and then we saw him towards the end of the year with the Rangers, and then, you know, evidently saw him in the World Series. I've heard he's a true pro's pro. I imagine he's going to fit right in our clubhouse. We got a pretty easygoing culture. Guys that played with him or know him personally, say he's an unbelievable guy. So yeah, we're excited. Obviously, you know, with the loss of E-Rod for, you know, a few weeks, we have guys ready to step up though. We have Tommy Henry ready to go. But just, you know, for the front office and ownership to feel like this is a move that's going to give us some depth and, you know, put us over the edge, we were pretty fired up about.
You know, you got the nod as the opening day starter for the second year in a row. That's a pretty big honor. How's that feel?
Yeah, for sure. I'm honored. You know, it's a special day. It's like when you're a little kid, Little League opening day, Little League starts, and you get those jitters all over again. So to be out there and the organization have faith and trust in me to get the ball on opening day is a lot of fun. I was supposed to get the nod in 22, wound up cutting my finger, so I had to wait another year, and then, you know, last year finally broke through and got an opening day. So yeah, for me, I'm excited, and hopefully I can you know, continue making this trend of making it a thing.
Zach Gallen, the Diamondbacks ace, joining us. It's Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. You're coming off a World Series appearance, and we know what that means. Often you go from being the hunter to the hunted. Do you guys sense that's what you're going to be facing this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to be in an interesting spot. I think we're going to have the target on our back for, you know, reasons that I think a lot of teams are going to want to go out and prove that, you know, they were a better ball club than us last year. And, you know, for whatever reason they think last year on our part was a fluke. So we're going to be in that spot where we're going to have a target on our back, but we're going to have to prove it again. Nobody's going to hand it to us. And we're excited to be in that spot. I think that fits in right in with our mindset of our clubhouse, you know, from ownership on down. So, yeah, we're excited to be in that position, and we're trying to build a standard here. We don't want, you know, last year to be a one-time thing. We want it to be, you know, a thing where, you know, we expect of ourselves to make it to the playoffs and give us a chance to win the World Series every year.
You went to North Carolina, your Tar Heels, number one seed in the West region in March Madness. They got Alabama coming up tomorrow. Obviously, this has got to be an exciting time for you. So how do you balance some of that with everything you guys got coming up as a team since the season's starting?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about the Heels. I got them winning my bracket. So they're doing me well so far. And yeah, it's spring training, and the beginning of the season is always a fun time. You got March Madness going on, then the season starting. I'm not sure. I didn't see what time they play tomorrow. But yeah, I'm sure I'll be checking the score.
9:39 p.m. Eastern. We got you covered. 9:39 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, so that's 6:30 here. That's gonna be pretty close to first pitch. So I'll be in my pregame warm up at that point. So I'm gonna probably miss most of the game. But yeah, hopefully the Heels take care of business. But yeah, for me, it's back to work tomorrow, so I'll have to check the score after the game.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, so what are you going to do? You going to tape that? You going to try to not find out what happened?
No, I'm not like that. I'll just check the score after the game, watch the highlights. I'm not in the taping thing. It's like, you know, you got life goes on, so you got to just check the score after the game and see how it went down.
I can see us watching the game tomorrow. You're pitching, and it's like the umpire is coming out to check Gallen here. Does he have a foreign substance? No, he's got a cell phone tucked into his pants. He's watching the Tar Heels basketball game.
Yeah, I'm going to need it's kind of like when those guys, the PGA Tour guys, they're, you know, playing on Sunday and there's a football game or something on. They got the phone propped up on the bag. That's what I'm going to – maybe they could throw one up on the big screen for me.
Perfect.
You could pitch with those glasses on that you can watch TV with. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Exactly, yeah. That would be perfect.
Hey, tell us a little bit about Gallon, the product that you're out there working with now that you've put together with Rockin' Protein.
Yeah, so Rockin' Protein, Shamrock Farms came to me this off season. You know, we're going off the Milkman nickname. Came to me with a partnership, and for me, as soon as I tasted their protein drink, Rockin' Protein's chocolate specifically, it was a no brainer. I mean, there's no chalky aftertaste really, which you kind of find with a lot of other protein drinks out there. You know, I think that stems mainly from the fact that they're using, you know, real milk from Shamrock Farm. So I'm excited about this partnership. They've been great so far. And yeah, we're doing a gallon. So I actually got it sitting right here next to me. We got 320 grams of protein. It's going to hit stores nationwide on April 1st. So I'm really excited about this partnership. You know, this protein is going to be great. It's going to help me get through the season. You know, as you guys know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So any way I can kind of fuel my body and put myself in the best position to succeed is a no-brainer for me.
Zach, awesome stuff, man. Congratulations on getting to the World Series last year and getting another nod on opening day. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Zach.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks is pretty good. He's pretty good. He's into it. And I did not realize that he was a Philly guy just being from South Jersey until I looked at the last minute. Love that.
Brutal, brutal to grow up there, to root for those teams, and then have the audacity to come back in the playoffs and take the Phils out in the NLCS.
Like, how did he? He had to have gotten booed, right? Like, I don't remember, but he had to have gotten booed.
Well, they're booing everybody in Philadelphia, so I think that's safe to say. But you know what? That's got to feel pretty good to come home like that and pitch in that environment and be a part of that team finding ways to win those games. That was a tough series. No one gave them a chance against Philadelphia, yeah. If you remember.
Yep, absolutely.
I noticed you went ahead and left out the fact that you're a Rangers fan during that interview.
I could have pointed to the Corey Seager hitting the home run in game one right over my shoulder, but I didn't do that because he can't see it, but I could just tell him that, you know, it's there. Paul Sewald.
Thanks for coming on the show. Huge Rangers fans.
Game one, you pitched brilliantly, but it didn't matter. Your thoughts. We always hear that a team is 1 year away for one title contender. The time is actually now to win it all. It's next. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Carlin versus Joe. Pizza money alert.
Pizza, pizza.
All right, two NBA sides for you tonight. One, I'm sure many of you can get behind. One, I'd imagine some of you will not want to get behind. Let's start with one that's a little bit more friendly, shall we say? Magic, -5 over the Warriors. Okay. This was as high as 6, 6.5. I didn't like it there. I'm liking it now that it's moving down for a key reason. The Magic are a bit overvalued because they've been fantastic off the All-Star break, but they're not really beating anybody. They're beating Charlotte. They're beating Washington. They did have a nice win against New Orleans, but they beat the Hornets. They beat the Pistons a couple times. So the numbers have been a little inflated. But that said, it's dropping and we're playing them because they've been off since Saturday and they lost their last time out to the Kings. They've been quite resilient coming off losses. Meanwhile, the Warriors are playing their fourth game in 6 nights and it's their fourth different city. They just played last night. They left it all out there against Miami. I think they get rolled up a little bit tonight. So we'll go Magic -5 over the Warriors. Now for the one that's going to be tough. Pistons +15.5 over Minnesota. Okay. You're not going to want to back the Pistons. They stink. But here's the thing. 15.5 is a huge number to cover. Minnesota is not getting any bonus points for style points. Win the game and get out of there. Oh, by the way, anyone see who Minnesota has on deck Friday night? They're in Denver against the Nuggets. No need for anything fancy tonight. Get in, win the game, don't cover the spread. Final two pizza monies of the show. Magic -5 over the Warriors. Pistons +15.5 over the T-Wolves.
Seeking the lead with 1:10 to play. Shea up the right side. Crosses over. Dashes down the lane. Kicks left wing to Dort. Pump faking. Corner left Giddy. Holding. Left wing Dort open. Strokes a three for the lead that's on. Line it in there. Cha-ching and Thunder Buddy Ball. Oh, baby. Thunder 115. The Pelicans 112.
Joseph, I have to tell you, we've seen him play a bunch of times this season, but I don't know that I've ever been more impressed with the Thunder this season, and this is really saying something, than I was last night. Carlin vs. Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. They are down late in New Orleans, and they go on a 12-0 run to win that game. And they are sitting, as we know, in the second spot in the Western Conference. They are the third youngest team in the NBA. This season against the Clippers, they are 2-1. Against Denver, they are 3-1. I look at this and I got to tell you, it piqued my interest. So I decided, let me take a look over at ESPN Bet. Let's see what we're looking at with the Thunder right now, because we've talked about them and how they don't make mistakes for a team that's that much younger, average age 23 right now. Joe, 6-1 to win the Western Conference. Of course, Denver's the favorite, Clippers in front of them. 20-1 to win the NBA title. Joe, am I too early to the party on the Thunder if I invest?
No, not at all. We talked about this 2 months ago when they were 25-1 that it was a good price. And Minnesota was 25-1 at the same time. And we talked about
I'll just point this out. 2 months ago, the Nuggets had not rounded into form as of yet.
Did we at that time think the Nuggets would not be a serious threat to win the championship?
Of course we did.
We did. So they might be playing better, but I don't think anyone is surprised by the fact that Denver is the cream of the crop. If we were operating under this mindset then, and we're operating under it now, shouldn't be much of a surprise to us. It's not so much you're going to play the 20-1 because you think they're going to win. You definitely want to have the belief that they can go deep. But at a price like 20-1, if you at the very least believe they could win a couple series, you set up a great hedge opportunity for yourself, right? They win the opening round matchup, maybe they win the conference semifinals, and then you can start betting against the Thunder in the championship round out west and start locking in a profit, right? Now, we can go over that down the line, but what's not to like? Team can score. Bona fide star in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's going to make a serious run at Jokic's crown for the MVP award. I know he didn't win last year, but Jokic has won 2 of the last 3. You've got a team that's top 5 in defensive efficiency. They can win on the road. They have a high point differential. There's a lot to like. People are concerned because you mentioned the Y word. They're too young. You know, maybe they just don't understand the rigors of a 7-game series. Okay, but I can point to the Golden State Warriors in the 2014-2015 season. The year before, they had gone 7 in the opening round against the Clippers. They had lost in that series. And then the next year, they came out, stormed the league, and won the title. Granted, that's an outlier scenario. They went out to be a dynasty. But just because something hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't happen. And this Oklahoma City team checks all the boxes. If you saw them in the conference finals last year, and then everything this year playing out would be playing out exactly as it has, everybody would be picking them to win the title. They'd be the trendiest pick in the NBA.
Joe, to your point, as a young team, they do not play like a young team. They do not make the mistakes. They do not turn the ball over. They have the third fewest turnovers in the league at 11.5 per game. Third fewest behind Boston and Philly. I look at them as a team that looks like one that might arrive a year earlier than we would have anticipated. And we've seen that. You just mentioned the Warriors. I think that was probably a year earlier. I think about teams like the Bulls, frankly. I don't think any of us ever expected them to beat the Lakers the first time around for their championship, even though they had been through it and finally got through Detroit. I think about, in the NFL, I think about the Cowboys when they started their dynasty. Joe, like, I kind of like what I see here, and I feel like the investment has to be made.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.